That's right, because people would have had to, you know, if you were a student, you would have to get your colleagues to stamp the forms. And likewise, if you were to work, I'd say you would have to get your employer to stamp the form. So realistically, Friday was the last day that that could be done, and Saturday and Sunday is kind of a lost days from that point of view. So it means that basically anybody who's not done the or needs to get a postal bullet at this stage, I think that they can't, and that's going to mean that people are going to be left out, and people aren't going to be able to vote and participate in the election.
Now, realistically, the government would have known that the election was going to be on the 29th for quite some time now. Why not call it earlier and essentially not ice out a large portion of the population who are eligible to vote?
Well, you could be very cynical and say that maybe the government doesn't want those people to vote, that traditionally they wouldn't be the type of voters that the government would support Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So you could be cynical and say that that's why they did this, and they'll put their hands up and wring their hands and say, oh, well, it's just a fault of the system, there's nothing really we can do. But the government could have called this election last Wednesday and given people the benefit of Wednesday, Thursday and Friday to get actually everything in place and that as well too. But they wasn't open to do that, and instead we had the fiasco of them competing to announce when the date would be, and then we see that Simon Harris has to wait until he gets back from a meeting in Europe to announce it the election today.
And is there anything that these voters can do now, apart from trying to just move things around and vote on the day?
No, that's all you can do now is get home to vote on the day, and unfortunately that's the system now. Obviously, there has to be a deadline at some stage out from an election, but I mean, it's just ridiculous that this is impacting people in this way, and especially when this election has been flagged for so long, but actually hasn't been called, and that's the crux of the problem.